Ramos putting it in to Caligiuri. Beats the first man. A left-footed shot. Paul Caligiuri has scored a goal. The USA lead 1-0.
My passion is to rid this great nation of America of soccer. I'm never going to rest. Never going to tire. I'm trying to show the rest of my fellow citizens that this is a waste of our time, energy, and resources.
What letter does socialism start with? S. What letter does Satan start with? S. What letter does soccer start with? I'm going to give you a great big yes on that one. Do you think this is some kind of coincidence or something?
Podcasts. There are a million of them, and they're all amazing.
So, apparently, MLS has a lot to learn from the A-League, at least according to an article by The Atlantic. Now, I'm all for a good MLS bashing. I do it all the time. I do it on Twitter, I've done it on other, you know, items, things, places that I've written for. But the fact is, you can't come out and say things that are just blatantly untrue. Well, you can't just come make up facts. Coming out and saying that MLS has a lot to learn from A-League, and then suggesting things like moving to a summer schedule, or developing your own players, or making some rivalries, which are all things MLS has done,
you know,
and
done
better than the A-League, is just ridiculous. So we all know that facts are supposed to be known, and facts are supposed to be real. At one point or another, every person's seen Almost Famous. We all know that facts are supposed to be checked, whether it's on little yellow pieces of paper or on internet gigabytes. Apparently, this piece by The Atlantic was not checked. It mentions MLS's struggles with attendance, but MLS averages close to 19,000 fans a game, and the A-League, the highest estimates I've seen are about 12,000. 7,000 people, that's a big difference. Now, they're showing pictures of Chivas USA. Obviously, there's some problems there. But most teams in MLS far exceed those expectations. New England Revolution, a team I follow, a team whose numbers are really laughable compared to most MLS franchises, still average more than what the A-League as a whole averages in a season. What it comes down to is I'm down for a good troll. I don't mind trolling. I don't even mind admitting that there are some things that the A-League does that I wish MLS did, i.e. planning for promotion relegation. But that's a whole nother argument, that's a whole nother story, that's a whole nother pseudo-mini-podcast. So if you're going to come out and bash on MLS and then post that article online where the vast majority of MLS fans, podcasters, bloggers, journalists live, breathe, write, and talk, you need to have your facts straight. This is the Mind of Abram, coming to you at the All-American Soccer Podcast. Sort of.